The following is a KSCO commentary. Here is Kay's Whirling.
It may be delinquent for our government to not recognize our military to the extent that it deserves by not giving it and its families higher wages. Able-bodied young men are urged to join the military and put themselves in harm's way, but they may receive low wages, and if they have families, their wages may also be low compared to those persons working at desks in our now large Obama government. When Obama used the first stimulus billions in his government to reward his buddies for helping him become president by enlarging our government unnecessarily, that was a total waste. Now we have further expenses and still no new real jobs. Now we see too many of our soldiers coming back from Iraq and Afghanistan crippled. Why are we fighting so far from home? Many return without arms or legs, with permanent disabilities, and struggle financially, and it does not appear that our government offers much help, simply because our TVs are filled with requests for we the people to help our veterans and continue doing so indefinitely. To a point, we the people should be generous, but when does our government step in and also help? For many years, I have chosen to help the paralyzed veterans, but lately I have been receiving every day in the mail at least 30 requests for help from veteran associations and other needy charities. Because of these abundant requests so suddenly, I'm somewhat irritated to learn that my name and the names of other charitable Americans have been sold to many other organizations asking for help. And that is a violation of our privacy. It may be way past time for Obama and our federal government to step up to the plate and also help all of our needy soldiers and their families. It's the moral responsibility of the government who sent our men into war to take care of them and their families indefinitely if necessary. And if private citizens would like to help out, that would be compassionate, but our government must be the one responsible entity. And finally, why can't we think carefully before we allow ourselves to go to war with other countries? Can't we see that nobody wins in wars except the companies who create the guns and ammunition? Otherwise, every side loses. For KSCO, this is Kay's Whirling.